if it wasn't official up to this point, it's official now, especially after you reported in sports, Pat Johnston, of the Lions making a trade of a key offensive player.
Right.
622, your morning team on WSGW, and it's with Denise and Pat and Charlie. This is why, Denise, perhaps it's a good thing that you don't really pay attention to the Detroit Lions. As you would say, you pay attention to the Detroit Tigers, for example.
Sure.
Because this is what Lions fans have been frustrated with over the years.
Well, and that's really why I don't pay attention to them, because I hear the frustration all the time. My dad is my dad watches the Lions every week, and I hear about it. I just think, I hear this, Lions lost again. And I think, big surprise.
And we, with this trade, looks, a lot of fans are going to say we lost a player and got nothing in return. Future
much.
Draft choices.
I mean, Lions do need draft choices. Yeah, they do that. They need
Barry Sanders.
Yeah. Well, they'll get him next year in a statue outside of Ford Field.
Sure. Right.
Maybe that'll be their inspiration then.
Anything.
But yeah. Anything. I know, losing T.J. Hockenson is, I don't know. They just have nowhere to go right now, and I don't think they wanted to pay him what he wanted.
That does clear up some cap space.
It does, so I think that's why.
For what?
Right. You're just hoping for the future. That's all. I mean, you're just hoping with, I think I saw somewhere, and I'll have to, let me go back and look, but if Lions fans, just hear me out. I'm with you. I'm with you about rebuild. Yes, it gets tiresome. They have two first-rounders next year. Now they've got two second-rounders. They've also got two third-rounders as well. I mean, this team has so many holes. This is what the Bob Quinn, Matt Patricia era did to the team. And the only way you can rebuild, really, is by getting as many draft picks as possible and hoping at least half of them pan out. That's all you can really do.
And if they could find...
And get a new coach.
If they could find, it's a possibility at some point.
Yes.
Some superstar, some free agent that mm-hmm. could just bring some excitement to go along with those draft picks and say, let's solidify the team with a couple of players we sign that actually perform in ways that Lions fans could point and say, see, the Lions are actually signing somebody and spending some money.
And maybe get an offensive-minded head coach who can come in. And, you're in a dome. You should be putting up lots of points when you have weather-controlled climates.
They did for the first few games.
Yeah, for the first few games.
Did in the first half. last game.
And maybe that's just something they got to do. And, you know, Dan Campbell, nice guy, really is. It seems like he is, and pretty good motivator. But he's not very good when it comes to in-game management.
If he just maybe get a couple of wins to, I don't know. But the news is only 7 games into the season.
And the season is over.
Yeah, if the fork wasn't stuck in earlier.
That's right.
It seemingly is now.
Yeah. So, got Michigan State basketball.
Hey, there they go. That's going to be starting soon. Other teams to follow. Such as the state as being a Lions fan.